It is a wonderful morning to be talking about brass, because who can resist the oomph of the oompa, the tune of the tuba and the striking notes of the trumpet? Ah, brass bands. We're joined now by Ian Percy from Waratah Brass. And brass bands are traditionally community-driven, Ian. Is Waratah Brass like that?
Yeah, thank you, Jane. Yes, very much. It actually started in all the way back in 1884, very much as a community band at the time.
That's a considerable time.
Yeah. We celebrated our 130th a few years ago now in the Christchurch Cathedral, which was a wonderful event. But I should state that I haven't been in the band since 1884.
I'm pleased to hear that. Otherwise, your voice would be sounding remarkably good.
Yeah.
So how long have you been with the band, Ian?
Yeah, look, I've been with the band 4 years, but I've been in and out, well, in mainly of brass bands. I learned to play a trombone at age five, so I've been connected with brass bands all my life. And when we moved here to Newcastle, we heard Waratah Brass play at a concert, and I thought, you know what? I need to get stuck back in again, and that's where I am today. I'm a playing member of the band and the fundraising coordinator.
Excellent. So we'll talk about the fundraising in just a moment, but in what ways, how would you describe Waratah Brass as being connected with the community?
Sure. Well, look, we had a few name changes along the way from Waratah Brass. We became, I guess, the Police and Citizens, and then Waratah Mayfield, and we're connected with RSL, etc. But look, whilst we had name changes, I think the band's overall mission didn't change, and that was really to serve the community with a professional band, and also nurture young musicians to grow their passion for brass banding as we continue on the journey. So we've got a wonderful training band for doing that. But we do a lot of community events. We do concerts at the Warners Bay Performing Arts, normally four or five each year. We're very heavily connected with the Anzac Day services. We do the Swansea March and then services down there. And generally, you know, we're very open to do community events. We have obviously a calendar that fills up, and people can obviously ask us to come and be involved. But we see ourselves, because, you know, the majority of people are local residents, so we see ourselves as really a community-based band. That's how we're set up in the first place, and that's the tradition we want to continue. And I guess it was a little bit like brass banding had its roots from the collieries in North England.
Mm-hmm.
And when families started to emigrate to Australia, they brought not only their talent in mining, but the talent in banding. And it's still so strong around the world. And so I think that had a major influence on banding today. And everything was all community-based.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in a mining town like Newcastle, it fits very well. Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely,
you've
yes.
got a fundraising event coming up fairly soon. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so on Remembrance Day, as a matter of fact, at the Salvation Army at East Lakes at Belmont, we've got a huge garage sale and auction, and we put this on because we lost a lot of equipment and music in the 2007 floods, and that music is just irreplaceable. So it's a large cost to procure music and all of those sorts of things. So the garage sale and auction is going to be starting at 9 o'clock till 3, and we've got the normal things like sausage sizzles and face painting and Devonshire teas and coffee, but we've wanted to place it at the pocket of everybody. So we're going to be starting bargains from a dollar, if you like. So it's going to be a fun day. We're having a remembrance service at 11 o'clock, holding a minute silence there with the last post, etc. We should really reference that time with the people that are there who may not necessarily pause at that time.
Mm.
But then at 12 o'clock is our big event, where we've got an auction starting, and we've had some fantastic sponsors. We've got restaurant dining vouchers and sailing adventures, paragliding, golf packages, you name it, barbecues, dash cameras, to meet all pockets. And
it sounds like a great time. And how can we find out more about that if we've missed some of the details here?
Sure. Well, it's it's all over our Facebook page.
Excellent.
Our website, and if people want to find out even more, I'm more than happy to leave my number and people can ask more in detail if they wish.
Yes, okay, we've got your numbers, so they could give us a ring here at 2NYFM.
Absolutely, but if they can put it in their diary, it's in Belmont North, at the Salvation Army complex there. It's been great to work in with the Salvos on this one. Okay. And, it's going to be a great, great day, and it'll certainly help Waratah Brass keep out there in the community. And we've just won the East Coast Championship, so...
Oh, well done.
It's a very, very good band. So, yes, we're really looking forward to the day, and we'd love the listeners to be able to come along.
And thanks so much for joining us this morning. Sounds as though it is going to be a great day, and that's Ian Percy from Waratah Brass. Waratah Brass, such a history and such performance. Thanks, Ian, for joining us.